One may generalize and say that we see human beings continually troubled by the conditions under which they live. I can think of no time in the world when there was not some question or other getting fussed about. At one time, episcopal celibacy, at another time, the Pict and Scot problem, and so on. Always a crumpled rose leaf, hence reform movements. Now reforms move slowly, and by the time these reforms come about, the people whom they would have made happy, and who fussed and encountered dislike and satire and snubbing, and burning and boiling in oil and such like discouragements, for the sake of them, were dead and buried and mere sanitary problems. The new people had new and quite different needs, and the reforms for which their fathers fought and died, more or less uncomfortably, and got into debt with the printers, so soon as there were printers to get into debt with, were about as welcome as belated dinner guests. You take me? Ireland, when Home Rule comes home to it, will simply howl with indignation. And we are living in the embodied discontent of the 18th century. Adam Smith, Tom Paine, and Priestley would have looked upon this age and seen that it was good.